This is Radio Stockdale. Welcome to Radio Stockdale. I'm your host, Michael Sears, at the Stockdale Center for Ethical Leadership. For those of you who've been listening for a while, you know we talk about leadership, ethics, character, and the law. We'll talk about those ideas at the intersection of artificial intelligence. AI is here, and it affects us as leaders of character. Dr. Ben Lange is a research group lead in the ethics of AI at the Ludwig Maximilians University of Munich and Munich Center for Machine Learning in Germany. In the past, he was a visiting researcher at Google's Responsible Innovation Team. Ben received his PhD in moral philosophy from the University of Oxford. His research focuses on organizational and business ethics and the ethics of AI and technology and foundational issues in normative ethics. In his capacity as an ethics advisor and a senior advisor at Babel AI, Ben has deep expertise in the whole suite of organizational ethics consulting, including AI ethics and digital ethics, corporate, social, and digital responsibility, and ethics and compliance. Welcome, Dr. Ben Lange, to Radio Stockdale.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you continuing this dialogue, this conversation we're having around artificial intelligence. Today, we're going to talk about this concept of responsible AI governance, and what does it have to do with ethics?
Yeah, I suppose, I mean, in short, responsible AI governance is really a subfield of what I would call ethics in organizations. So it might be helpful just to kind of talk a little bit about what ethics is in organizations. And, you know I'm an academic. I don't really mean ethics as a kind of academic discipline. You know, ethics as a discipline, moral philosophy is concerned with kind of the study of foundational moral issues and truths, whereas ethics in organizations is really about concretely, to my mind, solving practical problems and building capabilities. I mean, sometimes that's kind of captured under the notion of risk management, right? So risk management is an organization's ability to achieve its mission, vision, other objectives, you know, by limiting risk and kind of building trust or upside benefits. But that isn't really what all of ethics is in organizations. So ethics in organizations can be the kind of things that apply when rules don't really grip anymore. So gray areas, you know, showing leadership, ethical leadership, making decisions in the gray when it isn't really clear from a compliance perspective what to do. Now that's kind of the picture of what ethics is very roughly. I'm happy to kind of deep dive a little bit into that with you in a second, Michael, of what ethics is in organizations. You know, part of perhaps compliance, risk management. Now responsible AI governance is part of that, arguably. So you can think of it as kind of a subfield within that, specifically concerned, in my opinion, with managing the risks and potential harmful effects, impacts, actual or kind of possible, of the application of artificial intelligence systems of various kinds. So either, you know, as you procure them, as you apply them in your organization, or as you potentially develop them.
So let me continue that stream, or ask you to continue that stream, and talk about the idea of governance when it comes to responsible AI. Is there more to say on that?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, governance is really, in some respects, about accountability and ownership. So it's making sure that through the organization, through different levels of hierarchy, you have people who own certain elements of overseeing and mitigating those risks, and it's clear who owns them. And of course, this then provides a form of accountability where you can say, well, look, you know, when it comes to the procurement of some new technology in our organization, we have this chief AI ethics officer. Their role is to oversee all of that. They've built the processes, you know, they've built the training function, they've built everything that we put around this to actually make sure that this is done in a proper way to ensure that's aligned with our values and actually mitigates, say, potential risks of harm.
But let me be clear here. Are you saying that the governance feature or factor is the responsibility of someone else, or is it everyone's responsibility?
I suppose philosophically speaking, I mean, everyone who somehow touches it might be part of that, but particularly in organization, there will oftentimes be, and that, you know, that kind of brings us to the starting point perhaps of, you know, how do you start on responsible AI governance in an organization? It might be a single person, it might be a certain function, or it might be a certain committee actually whose job it is to develop a strategy and own that particular piece of managing risks related to the use of artificial intelligence in an organization. That's kind of what I mean by governance in the term of the word here.
No, I like that. So while it might be a responsibility for everyone, there's got to be a focal point or a center of competence around responsible AI governance. So let's jump into what you were saying. So how do you get started in an organization to put in the control functions and the mechanisms?
Well, I think there's a whole plethora, and I should say, I mean, to preface this, perhaps, like, this is currently a very exciting field because, you know, the standards, the, you know, best practices, everything is in motion and everything is emerging. And perhaps, you know, you'll be familiar, there's, you know, all kinds of different policy briefs and different types of legislation coming into effect around the world, mandating some form of what you might call AI governance, without there being now a clearly established standard yet, although we're kind of approximating this. But I think there's a few kind of bread and butter things I would recommend people should know, should pay attention to, or might, you know, sometimes in our work with clients, especially if they're a bit smaller, we kind of nudge them towards to say, like, if you make a start with this, this will kind of set you up on the right path to ultimately be compliant. I mean, some of that concerns just taking inventory. So, you know, the very basic step when you're procuring or using, developing AI in your organization is to even understand what we have and what we use. So these are certain repositories, inventories of algorithmic systems. And then what you probably do is two things. You want to set up some governance kind of mechanism, review board, some function committee, you might want to call it, in your organization. So you want to work towards establishing, you know, a diverse cross-functional committee, you know, that might have multidisciplinary team members from a legal, technical expertise, you know, ethical expertise, perhaps ethicists, you know, product. And you want to develop some kind of charter, some strategy with that committee. Okay, this is how we're going to approach our management of AI-related risks. And in order to operationalize that fully in combination with the inventory, you probably need then some other instruments, sometimes a kind of instrument of, in general, kind of ethical conduct in organizations. And those might be certain principles or values that you have, AI ethics principles, big keyword, many organizations have one, but really the value of these principles, of this instrument comes from some kind of review committee from a body who then uses them to actually, on a concrete level, develop certain policies or structures, or at the very least, make a plan about how are we going to deal with the kind of responsible management of technologies in our organization? We say we care about fairness. What does that really mean for the kinds of technologies that we employ, that we apply in our organization? And you use that then to combine it to actually derive concrete strategies and initiatives. So those would be the kind of, you know, just to sum up, kind of bread and butter things. You know, you want to do an inventory, you want to have some principles, and you want to set a kind of functional committee actually to get started on your AI governance journey.
So this podcast is about leadership here, leadership at the intersection of AI and AI governance. Tell me a little bit more about best practices or the tips you might have. And the thing I'm thinking about is, let's say you have this committee. How does the committee set itself up or even communicate to the rest of the organization what those policies or procedures or requirements are? Is there a best practice mechanism that you've seen?
Well, I think one important element is actually having appropriate communication channels in the first place. So there's a few general drivers of successful ethics initiatives in my experience, and that those apply kind of in setting up your responsible governance function here as well. Those will be, you need sponsorship from senior leadership, ideally. So that might be that someone is already part of this committee and kind of champions the entire initiative and also gives it the appropriate visibility across the organization through the available communication channels. So the higher up and the higher the endorsement, the more likely is it will have the appropriate kind of communicative backing and the visibility that it will require across the organization. Whereas, of course, you know, I'm just, you know, stylizing a fictional example, but, you know, if you have the intern set up the committee and say, like, well, you would get together and tell us what we do. I mean, you can imagine that this is not going to have the kind of impact required for, you know, for this kind of initiative. And so I think that would be one important element, having actually senior backing, having the role modeling, having actually, you know, the appropriate communication through the available channels in your organization, be it, you know, whatever you use to communicate, essentially to say, like, this is what we're doing, we believe in this, you know, at the very top, we believe in this, we are going to kind of embark on our responsible AI governance journey because we want to be compliant with upcoming regulation here in the States or in the EU, wherever you may be kind of based.
So let me ask you this from a efficacy or effectiveness standpoint. I mean, you know the term, if you don't measure it, it won't happen. What do you look for to make sure this is actually working properly?
Yeah, I think there's a few areas here. And I should perhaps say, you know, this is kind of the golden or the most relevant question. Like, so in the end, what actually works and what are we tracking? I think one important kind of step before that is that you know, as part of that, we don't just think it's just a numbers game where some number has to go up, but we realize that managing artificial intelligence responsibly, you know, like doing this right, requires a kind of interplay between socio-technical components, you know, the socio-technical use context of whatever technology we're building or employing and how it touches humans, combined then with more technical metrics. You know, have we de-biased our sets? And I think when it comes to the efficacy and effectiveness, there's a few things you can certainly point to. So for example, you know, depending, you know, suppose, you know, do an inventory of all the technologies you're using, depending on the legislation you kind of use as a heuristic, say EU AI Act in the European Union requires kind of assessments by risk tiers, you know, high risk requires more than low or moderate risk. You know, suppose some of these would be high risk and they require, you know, what would be called a socio-technical risk assessment. You could begin to track your progress on your responsible AI journey by actually keeping track of the amounts of risk assessment that you've done. So you will take a look at, okay, for these technologies, 3 out of 5, have we completed our risk assessments? You know, what are certain triggers in terms of reviewing them at certain intervals? You know, if anything changes along the product, you know, have we made relevant changes? So I think that's one way, at least at the socio-technical level, to then make a bit more concrete how you can actually measure your progress. Now, in terms of what is actually the most efficacious or effective AI governance instrument? So if you ask me, okay, Ben, so should we have principles? Should we do an inventory? Should we do technical debiasing of our data sets? Like, what's the best way actually to manage these risks? I think that's an exciting ongoing question. So I think the research and the kind of current moment doesn't yet know. I mean, I think it's gravitating towards kind of holistic approach, you know, keyword socio-technical plus technical. But I think that's for us to see in the years to come, also as we kind of look more towards actually implementing some of the requirements from upcoming legislation.
Dr. Langan, all of this stuff is great, but let me boil all of this stuff down. Let's say we do all of these things you're talking about relative to responsible AI governance. What do you get from doing that?
I think there's a lot of things you can get. At a minimal level, you ensure that, you know, you have a fully functioning kind of risk management program that mitigates for your organization the concrete and tangible risks of harm associated with the use or development of artificial intelligence or, you know, algorithmic systems. This could be, you know, risks to do with harming your customers or actually being biased against your employees. So you mitigate all these kinds of risk. But I think there's also a larger piece here that, you know, if you actually care about responsible AI governance, which you should, you know, from a moral point of view, I think you will ensure that, you know, in society, as, you know, this disruptive and, you know, kind of permeating technology finds all kinds of use applications throughout our lives, you know, you will contribute your part to making sure that it actually is aligned with kind of the values of human society. So I think it's a crucial piece of that, essentially, beyond just your business benefits and organizational benefits, but ensuring that in society, we control and we align the things we build, the things we apply with the things that we actually care about in order to do the right thing.
So as we say on this podcast, AI is here. And it behooves leadership, it behooves the organization to try to figure out a way to integrate that as most effectively as it can in the organizational operation. Dr. Ben Langa, thank you for joining us on Radio Stockdale.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Radio Stockdale, a series of podcasts produced by the Stockdale Center for Ethical Leadership at the United States Naval Academy. You can hear more podcasts at stockdalecenter.com/podcasts.